So how's everybody feeling? It's super early. Super early for you guys, not well, so much
super
for me.
It's super early for us. I believe Meg's in the middle of the afternoon. Is that right, Meg?
Yeah.
Is that why it looks
I've
so
already
right?
had lunch and two glasses of champagne, guys. I'm feeling great.
Wow.
Right. Took a couple glasses of champagne, huh? How's that jet lag doing? Are you already like adjusted? It takes me about 2-3 weeks to get adjusted when I go to Europe.
No,
I swear to God, I am
good.
A mess.
It's hard.
I'm still not adjusted to Toronto, and I've been here for almost 3 weeks.
What? That's 3 hours.
Nah, that's a mental thing.
I'm exaggerating.
Yeah. Rob, is the sun up at your house? Because like the sun's like just coming up in my house, and yeah, I gotta have this like super harsh overhead lighting. You look well lit.
I've been doing Zoom since 2020, so I have lighting set up. Well, I mean, it's not really. It's just a light.
Because you're a fucking bitch, dude.
I mean, it's just a light.
You got a lighting set up.
It's a light.
Yeah, let's have a look. Oh, look at that. Beauty ring lights. Nice. Yeah, good for you, huh?
That's nice.
I mean, is it 20? Is it, what year is it? We're 2 years into this fucking thing. Haven't you guys been doing Zooms? Recorded Zooms for years,
buddy. Not only have I been doing all these recorded Zooms and stuff, but you know, I've done enough stuff now where anytime I have to shoot something or film something on my laptop, they just send me equipment.
Wait, so you got a ring light going too, Glenn?
Not right now. No, I'm because I'm not at my house. But I mean, at my house, I've got all kinds of like podcasting and like you know, filming things on my computer equipment that people have sent me, and then nobody ever comes to pick it up.
It's good to have because your lighting looks good.
I feel like I look a little blasted out. I look blasted out. Maybe I can turn it down a little bit.
I get shadowy because it's over the overhead light. Nobody cares.
Yeah, the listener is just definitely not having fun with this. Cut that.
What's this episode going to be? We got something fun.
Man, what are we doing here?
What are we doing here, man?
You got a wild idea?
Yeah. Yeah, so I thought I'd make a little game for you guys to play because we're all spread out. Well, you certainly are in many different places. Well, now, Charlie, you're back in LA, so I guess just Glenn's apart. But I wanted to play a little version of the newlywed game for you guys so that you could remember that despite being far apart, you're actually very close because of your 20 plus years of friendship.
You know what? We're far apart, but they're always in my heart.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Hey, fuck you guys.
Totally.
Yeah. All right.
That's what's in my heart. Cool. That's what's in my heart. Yeah.
So the way this is going to work is that I'm going to ask you guys questions about each other, and there'll be three sections, one for Rob, Charlie, and Glenn. Actually four, because then I'm going to have a special lightning round at the end. And basically, you're going to write your answers on these dry erase boards that you should have in front of you. And we're going to take points and see who wins, who knows the most about their fellow friends.
I mean, I can already tell you right now who's going to win this game. It's definitely going to be Rob.
I don't think so. We've already brought this up, that Charlie keeps thinking that his memory is terrible and that he keeps remembering every single thing that we pose to him. So I think we're going to be surprised.
Yeah, it's true. I do feel like I got a chance, but I also feel like, Rob, you have more of a mind that like studies a person. You know what I mean? Like where like you'll pick up on a detail about me.
I'm interested in you guys more than you're interested in me.
A little too interested, pal. Yeah.
With your ring lights and your interests.
With your ring lights and okay. Take it easy. Dial it down a notch, will you?
So if I'm doing a section about Rob and your answers agree with what Rob has written down, then you get a point. But Rob, if you like either of their answers better than the one you've written down, you can choose to award them half a point. They're kind of subjective answers. So
right,
we'll see.
Right. So this isn't like background or factual. These are all what I think they're going to see. I get this.
I don't get it at all.
Have you never seen the Newlywed Game?
It's been a very long time since I've seen that game. And I have to admit, I was getting hot because I turned the heat on this morning because it was cold. And all I could think about was like, should I get up? do I get up and turn the heat off right in the middle of the podcast? Like, do I do that? And then I realized I missed your entire explanation and I haven't seen the Newlywed Games since I was 6 years
games.
Old.
I mean, you pick up like a pack of cards or whatever. Maybe some people have a mind that they can sit and look at all those instructions and be like, I get it. Let's go. I'm like, let's just play around. And
yeah, after you guys will
figure it out.
One round, you're like, I got it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But the point is, these are subjective. This is not like trivia or memory based. This is all more about how do I believe you're going to feel about something and vice versa.
Yeah, oh, good. Okay. Times. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
It's more EQ than it is IQ, right, Meg?
Yes, that's correct.
EQ?
What's EQ?
Don't worry about it. Look it up.
Your emotional
quotient. I don't know what that means.
That tells you a lot about my IQ.
It's your egg quotient.
I didn't even know the Q.
It's your egg quotient. How many
it's
eggs?
Your egg quotient.
My egg quotient. My egg quotient is excellent. Let's go.
Oh, with the dad jokes, you.
Buddy, it's six. You've been messing with heat. Charlie and I just woke up. It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
By the way, it's Shots on Goal, pal. I got about fucking 8 jokes in this podcast already. All right, let's get going. Let's warm up, buddy, because the audience wants to laugh, Glenn. Okay, they want to hear us complain about our fucking jet lag
and how warm it is in our gorgeous hotel room.
It's so warm. It's too warm in here, guys.
Megan, get this game on the rails.
Okay, well, we'll start with Glenn since he doesn't know what's going on. That'll make it the easiest. The first question is, what makes Glenn the most angry?
Just in general?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Well,
I got it.
I know.
Okay, Charlie's
I'm ready to rock.
See, that's amazing. How there's so much.
There's so much, but...
just went for one.
Rob, whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Okay. Charlie, show us your answer.
Okay. I wrote chewing loud.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Chewing loud. Okay.
Chewing loud. Loud chewers, you know? Smacky foods.
I see that. I hear that. But I'll say that that's just one thing. I think Glenn looks, when things just don't work. When things that are supposed to work.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Things that are supposed to work don't work.
Yeah.
That's a big one for
like just stuff, technology thing, just stuff. They're not working. There's an injustice to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, listen, guys, I mean, you're totally, both of your, it's not what I wrote, but it's 100%. You're 100% correct in that those things make me angry. The difficult thing I think about this is that so many things make me angry. So I wrote down, a sort of a broader category, which would encompass what you wrote, Charlie.
Can I have a 1 second guess? I won't write it, but just to say,
yes.
Right. Did you write the word life?
Wait, I think I know what you did.
Yeah, go for it.
You wrote having to do with people not giving a shit. There's an injustice about people not caring.
That's a big one.
You didn't say it the way I said it, but I think what you're saying is what I think what you mean is what I meant when I wrote what I wrote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What'd you write?
People's lack of awareness.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Charlie should get a point for that.
I get the point for the loud chewing.
I think
it's up to Glenn. Well, like what makes him more crazy, the thing's not working or someone smacking their food while eating.
Hmm.
It's a tough one because they're both raging.
They're both infuriating. Charlie's answer is a part is a more specific version of what I wrote, right? So people's lack of awareness of I was gonna write a whole thing, but I was like, I don't think it's supposed to be this long.
Oh, that's
but
true. People's lack of awareness and their smacking their food is the same thing where the technology has nothing to do with people. That's a technology's lack of awareness of what you want it to do.
Of what I need it to do. Yes. My full answer would have been people's lack of awareness of how their actions affect other people. That's the thing that makes me the most angry. That's the broad category of like the thing that makes me the most angry. And it is.
It seems
one
like
of
a half a point to Charlie seems very fair.
Oh, half a point. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, we can do. Hey, we can do whatever we
want. Fine. I think even no point is fine. I don't.
No, I like half a point. I think that's.
I'm going to award Charlie half a point for that. Then.
That's good.
The next question is: Glenn says 90% of the time he eats healthy, and 10% of the time he eats whatever the fuck he wants. It's a 10% day. So, what is Glenn eating?
Okay, I have a thought.
This was a tough one, even for me, honestly.
All right, this time, Rob, why don't you go first?
This is a tough one. Yeah, this is a tough one
because the man likes food.
The man eats food. The man does. You eat what you want. Generally, what I see. So I think if you're gonna splurge, what I've seen you do in the past is to just get a straight, because you don't eat as much red. You don't eat red meat. You went for a long period of not eating red meat for a while. I think if you splurge, you're going to get just a hamburger and French fries.
Ooh, this is really interesting. This is really interesting. You want to know what I wrote, Rob? Mm. A burger with French fries, but never a Coke. Never a soda. Never a soda. Just for one little specific. So he's going to get the burger with fries. He's not going to drink a cup of sugar on top.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think you guys should both get a point for this, because that's what I was literally writing when I scratched it out. And I actually think that your answer is more right than mine.
You overthought it.
Okay.
Because mine, I think mine is a little bit more... It's like this is I gravitate towards this, but like if I'm really going for it, and that was the question... That's exactly right. I would be like a cheeseburger with the works, you know, and some fries. So, and you're right. And no soda. And I'm almost tempted to give Charlie an extra half a point there for the no soda thing. By the way, this is what I wrote. I wrote a turkey sandwich with extra mayo and fries. But that just seems too healthy. I mean, even the extra mayo kind of puts it over the top, but you know, I think you guys are right. All right, burger and fries. All right, let's move on. Jesus Christ.
I'll award a point for both of them.
Okay,
the next question is, Glenn is going to star in Guns Actually, a big budget action movie about a man whose father is tragically murdered, causing him to go on an epic rampage. What actor is Glenn casting to play his father?
Done and done. Got it.
Meaning that he has a choice, or this is like a realistic, like,
no, he has the choice of who is going to play
his father. The choice
of
all actors.
Yes, all actors.
Now, what is the tone of this movie? Is it an action comedy? Is it, or just a straight, like,
no, it's a straight action Get Carter type of thing. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
And your father is has to be an action actor?
No, because he dies at the beginning of the movie, so he's not needing to do a lot of action.
So it's just a great actor.
Okay.
Oh, I'm tempted to do a joke here, but I also want the point.
Yeah, why don't you put the joke at the bottom?
The joke he's going to put is himself aged up.
No, it wasn't, but I wish that was.
Oh, God. Yeah, myself, me aged up. Well, that's right. That would
yes,
be.
I know.
I'd be great.
All right. Charlie, why don't you show us first?
Okay. I wrote, he's going to go with Gary Oldman. Mm-hmm. Gary Oldman is, you know, who's going to go, who's available. But if you want accuracy, it's got to be Lindsay Buckingham.
Okay. That's just a grand slam. I mean, that's just a grand slam.
If we're going purely on looks.
I forgot about that. Just the other day we were talking on the podcast about like doppelgangers, and I forgot that that's one that I get all the time. Like
it is funny. I see these pictures of him now, and he does. It's more like he has a Dennis Reynolds vibe than he has a Glenn vibe. You know what I mean? Like something about
his hair is always high.
Okay, this is how much
his hair is very high. It's never
how much Charlie and I know and love Glenn. I said the same thing. An aged up Gary Oldman, because he can do anything and be any age.
Well, you guys, this was a tough one. Amazing that you both wrote Gary Oldman, one of my favorite actors of all time. I did not even think of Gary Oldman. I still stand by my actual choice.
Brendan Gleeson? No, doesn't make sense.
No, it's not like he's even like one of my favorite actors, although he is a phenomenal actor and I absolutely love him in things. I don't know why this is who I want. Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Your brain sometimes is just so wrong. Interesting.
It's just wrong.
It's terrible casting.
Yeah, and you're wrong. It's actually not the answer. The answer is Gary Oldman. I believe we know you better.
Yeah,
than
you don't know your own mind.
So, yeah. But I'm okay. Yeah, well, I think that you,
my son, comes in the room.
I don't know, man. I'm thinking
does,
of like
no one, everyone does Walken. No one wants to hear Walken.
Like, have you guys seen like Christopher Walken in
Glenn, my boy? Wow, you know it was me. I'm your dad. Sure.
Okay. Sorry. You guys do know me very well. Gary Oldman's one of my favorite actors. I mean, again, it's not what I wrote, but I don't know how you ever.
Why
would
did
have gotten,
you pick Christopher Walken?
I don't because I was I don't know for some reason his performance in Seven. His no,
he's
it
overthinking
wasn't.
It, Charlie.
He was the first person
you
that
don't
thought,
even,
he was the first fucking person that popped
for lunch.
He was the first fucking person that popped into my head, and I wrote it down. That's not overthinking it.
No points awarded.
I was thinking of his performance in Seven Psychopaths, which is just like so phenomenal, so good. Have you guys seen that movie? Please tell me you've seen Seven Psychopaths.
Yeah, I watched it with you years ago.
Oh God, it's so good.
Or maybe I've seen it. I don't know.
It's so good. It's one of those movies you can watch like 15,000 times. It's fantastic. Watch it again if you haven't seen it.
Okay, here's a question that's not subjective. What was Glenn's starter car, as in his first car he ever had?
That's actual
trivia.
In real life?
Yes, in real life. What was his starter car?
Glenn, this is just a question. Would this have been in high school, or did it was your first car since we've known you?
I think you're talking about my very first car, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You had a car and then you had another car. The car that you brought out here was different than your very first car.
Yeah. You guys never met my first car, but.
No, but I think I know what it is.
Okay.
Let's start with Rob on this one.
I believe your first car when you were in high school was a Volvo.
It was a Volvo.
Wow.
Do you happen
Which
to remember
Which is different
what
than
year?
The one you came out.
I mean, that's a very difficult, but it just for extra points, maybe if you can get the year.
The year of the Volvo?
It was an 85. I'm jumping in for a point here. It was an 85 Volvo.
I think
it was the first car my dad ever bought for himself. That's a clue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. A 76 Volvo.
I'm going to say it's a 1981 Volvo.
Wow, you guys think it took my dad that long to buy a car? Okay.
1981? I said 76. I wrote a 1999 Acura Legend.
Okay, that's a great guess because
very
that's the
good
car.
Answer.
Yeah, that's
very
that's
good answer. Yeah. It was a
Thank
19.
You very much.
That was the car that I got my senior that I was able to split with my parents my senior year of high school. It was a 1990 Acura Legend, but very good.
I got
pretty, pretty damn good. Pretty damn good.
However, Rob gets the point. It is a Volvo. It was a 1966 Volvo. Pearl White. His nickname was Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam. That's cute.
Just because it was Pearl White. It's cool. I love that car, man. It was so, so great. We kept it for a long time. I wish we still had it. I wish I could restore it.
Rob, did you remember that he had discussed having a Volvo at one point in time in his life?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't just a guess. That was you remembering.
Yes. I'm going to give a point to Rob on that one. If Glenn had to speak in a different accent for the rest of his life, which accent would he pick?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I feel like Glenn's going to have an interesting answer here, which is not...
which is not accurate.
What we're expecting.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Okay. Okay, Charlie, you want to go first?
Well, My first, if I just went off my first instinct, it would have been like a British accent, but I switched it because I thought, he's going to get tired of people being tired of that accent and thinking that he's hoity-toity. He's going to want to sometimes just be able to go home and just fit in, and I went with a Southern accent. He's just going to slide into a comfy Southern accent peace of mind.
I'm going to say Glenn... Now, if I want Glenn to think about it for a second, I think he would want to do, because I've heard him do this many times and it's very funny. And I believe he would want to do a German accent.
What?
A German accent, yeah.
Rob, I like your thinking because sometimes Glenn comes out with an answer where you're like, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, he was going along the lines of my overthinking it and not giving the most obvious Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking like with a lot of your answers, so we had
yawn,
to kind of like
yawn in the glory hole. I remember you getting really into that, and he was just sort of doing a nondescript European accent.
Well, that's, and I'm a big fan of that, by the way. Just like a European accent. It's just like kind of all of it.
I'm guessing though, you wrote a British accent because of just the beauty of the sound and the flow, and you, and it feels comfortable to do. And I'm guessing you wrote
British accent.
It's, I have an affinity for that, for it, because you know, I lived there as a kid, and I had a accent, I had a British accent as a little kid for a short period of time, and I just love it there. I love it.
Well, that's the Glenn round.
We are supported by Shopify. Hey, you guys ever think about starting a small business together?
Oh, you're talking about a little side hustle?
What do you have in mind?
I don't know. Maybe something in retail or e-commerce, you know, artisan scented candles, macrame wall art.
I don't know. You know, that whole, it all sounds pretty complicated, right? Like how are we going to compete with big macrame, right? Well, where are we going to get in?
The big macrame industry is, that's a tight community.
You can't get a foothold in, right?
How do you even start? Where do we start?
Well, I'll tell you what, Shopify gives entrepreneurs like ourselves the resources once reserved for only big businesses.
Glenn, I'm going to need you to go on about this a little bit.
Okay. So, all right, I will. So upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronize online and in-person sales, and gain insights as they grow with detailed reporting of conversion rates, profit margins, and beyond.
Now, that's a lot of big words you just said there, Glenn.
Sorry, I'm a smart guy.
Yeah, that's okay. But what about reaching customers online and across like social networks, you know, with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and more? You know, there's so much out there now. I don't even know what's out there.
Yep, a lot of big words there too. But Shopify provides all that.
Yeah. Shopify powers millions of businesses from first sale to full scale. It's more than a store. Shopify grows with you.
That's shopify.com/sunny.
Go to shopify.com/sunny, all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/sunny right now.
That's shopify.com/sunny.
Shopify.com/sunny.
We are supported by ZipRecruiter. Yeah. Okay. Say we're going to run a promotion for Patty's.
Tuesday night is ladies' night at Patty's Pub.
Oh, sure. Great. You know, it's ladies' night and we need to hire some people like
Cheese sample guy.
Yeah. Oh, cheese is very classy. Ladies love cheese.
Well, I mean, who doesn't love cheese, right? Everyone loves cheese. Okay. So we need a cheese guy on the fly.
And we'd want to hire the best person for the job, right? Like a sommelier for cheese, a real cheese whiz.
Ooh, a cheese whiz.
Oh, okay.
A wizard of cheese.
Doing jokes,
cheese
guys.
Wizard.
Doing jokes.
A cheese wizard.
That's why we'd use ZipRecruiter. And if you're hiring for your business, you should go to ziprecruiter.com/sunny right now to try ZipRecruiter for free.
Guys, ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds the best people with the right skills and experience for your job and presents them to you. And then you can personally invite your top choices to apply for your job.
4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So in less than 24 hours, Patty's Pub would have a cheese expert. It's that easy.
Yeah. So find the right people for the job when you try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/sunny.
That's 3 people talking at once. So once again, one at a time, that's ZipRecruiter.com/sunny.
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 All right, here we go. First question for Charlie. Charlie gets to play a round of golf with any famous person, living or dead. Who does he choose?
Oh, got it.
I'm just going to keep that one simple. I'm not going to go nothing crazy here.
Okay. I mean, I haven't got a clue. Simple. I haven't got a clue. Not a clue.
Playing golf with somebody.
Okay. Rob's written Tiger Woods as his answer. Glenn, do you want to?
I mean, I thought Glenn already conceded.
Yeah, conceded. It, just give me one second here. Hold on. No, that's, God damn it. I'm overthinking it. I don't know. I can see.
Okay, Glenn passed.
I'm taking too much time. It was, in fact, Tiger Woods. Oh. I mean, if you're going to get a round of golf with anybody, play with the person who is arguably the best player ever to play the game.
Okay.
Good answer, Rob.
Good answer, Rob. Well,
you guys play golf together.
So. I know you very well. I know.
Yeah, that's true. We golf together, and Glenn doesn't golf as much, so.
Okay, here's one that's not subjective. How old was Charlie when he had his first kiss?
Oh, shit. Wait, I got to think of that.
Wait. How could you not know? But Megan knows.
Because it's right on the cusp of two ages, but
I think
I think I got it.
You can write down two ages to give them more of a chance.
No. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's this one.
Okay.
I wrote down two ages.
Glenn, you want to go first? It says 14.
14.
I know that's late, but Charlie just strikes me as a little bit of a late bloomer. Not that he couldn't have been kissed, but
good instincts.
But just that you're the type of person to not go for the kiss unless you're absolutely sure. And I think that takes
because of that,
I'm going to go later. Not because he didn't have the opportunity, but because he's been very clear that he would never go for the kiss unless he knew it was a definite, which That's is a right. hard thing to do 15 or younger. So I believe he was 16 on the cusp of 17.
I was tempted to do that. I was tempted to go there and I was like, God, that's almost insulting.
I believe, well, don't worry about that, pal, because I believe it was actually 17 or I might have even been 18. It was not until my senior year of high school.
My goodness.
I remember you were,
I was frustrated about it, believe me.
Now, was this your first kiss in general or like your first like kiss?
Both.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I think it was definitely my senior year, so I can't remember if I was 17 or I might have been 18, which was adding to the humiliation. But to my credit, though, my high school throughout my freshman and sophomore and most of my junior year was an all-boys school, so it made it even harder.
Why can't you kiss boys?
You can, but I didn't want to.
That held you back.
Not wanting to is what made you not do it, huh?
That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question is the DJ.
Do I get a half a point for that?
I think that's.
Well, I said 16 on the cusp of 17. He said 17 on the cusp of 18.
On the cusp of 17. I think at least a half point to Rob. I did say 17.
A half point for Rob.
Megan, did you know?
I didn't know. No.
Oh, okay.
But this is how the newlywed game works, is they don't know the answers. You provide the answers.
They're just asking questions.
I could ask you guys, where's your favorite place to make whoopee? Because that's pretty much always the big question. One,
That was the big one.
What's whoopee? Is that a sandwich?
I believe it's sexual intercourse.
I believe it's she's a view on the host.
Yeah. No,
she's a host on the view.
View on the host? I was like, wait, what?
She's a view on the host. What the fuck am I talking about?
How about this one? Charlie is having a midlife crisis. What does he buy for himself?
Oh, I know exactly what this is. I know this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I got this one.
Glenn, you wanna show first?
A classic car.
Okay.
Classic sports car.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I almost wrote sports car. Yeah.
Yeah. I called it vintage instead of classic, but a vintage car, maybe I'm thinking like a 60s Ferrari convertible because it's a crisis. I'm spending too much money.
Yes.
Right. I'm like overspending. It's like a $2 million car or something.
Okay.
Like
1 point each, guys. Great job.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been trying to have midlife crisis for a while now.
You sure have. You've been talking about having a midlife crisis in that regard for quite a bit.
I'm gonna get a good vintage car.
You gotta pull the trigger on that midlife crisis, man.
What is Charlie the most proud of? And I'm gonna say that his wife and child are exempt from this.
Oh, I'm not sure. I know the answer to that.
I know the answer.
I think I know the answer. I think I'm right.
Okay, Rob, you want to go first
on this one, Robbie?
Sonny.
Okay. Glenn?
Always Sunny.
Always Sunny. Okay. Charlie?
Horrible Bosses. Sunny baby. Sunny,
everybody.
I'm not going to be proud. Would that have been the same for you guys?
100%. 100%. Yeah, without a doubt.
That's nice.
Unquestionably.
Sunny's the best. Everything else is great, but Sunny's the best, baby.
It's just very, very special.
Okay, one more, and then I think that makes us even to the amount we did for Glenn.
I'm easy. These guys know me. It's like this. It's no mystery.
What movie would Charlie most like to have written and starred in? And this could be from any era.
Okay.
This is pretty easy too.
I wouldn't say that this was easy, but it's the first thing that popped into my mind. Okay. And I don't think you'll say I'm wrong, Charlie, but you might have one that's...
No.
I think this is right.
I went easy first instinct. I mean, there's a million of them that I wish I wrote and starred in.
Okay. I think I got it.
Okay. Glenn, you want to go first? The Big Lebowski.
Okay. Rob.
Good one.
Rob said.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Dog Day Afternoon.
You know what? It was between the two, but I went with Lebowski just for the comedy of it. But my second instinct was Dog Day Afternoon. My first was Big Lebowski.
But you wrote Lebowski. You wrote Lebowski.
I did. Because
I'm going to say it's not right.
God, you would have been great.
No. It's right. I think I watched Lebowski more than I have watched Dog Day Afternoon.
It would be a very different movie. Jeff Bridges' performance in that is absolutely amazing. But like, I would like to see that movie with you in it. I think it'd be amazing, dude.
I would like to make my own Lebowski at some point, you know?
You should.
Working on it.
I'd rather see you in Dog Day Afternoon, if I'm being honest.
I'd rather see you
in Dog Day Afternoon. And Glenn, I'd like to see you in The Big Lebowski.
Oh, God, I would love
But I want you playing Totoro's part, though.
What about me and Glenn in Dog Day Afternoon?
Oh, okay. Yes. So
Glenn and I are robbing the bank together.
Are you Pacino and I'm Cazale, or what are we doing?
Yeah.
That's cool. Maybe we do a cat day, mid-lunch, you know, a movie called Cat Day Mid-Lunch.
I'd see that movie.
Okay, we're moving on to Rob, guys. You ready?
Oh.
See how much you know, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first question is, Caitlin and the kids are out of town. How is Rob spending his evening?
His evening? That's a joke answer. Shit. All right.
Well, if you're going to go base, just pass. Just pass.
It's not base.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to give my first answer as a joke. And my second answer is my real answer.
My first answer, which I wanted to do as a joke, I was going to write working.
I wrote starting a new business. That.
That's so sad because I wrote that and then stopped because I was like, oh, that's so sad.
Rob, I know you have a kickback side. I wrote drinking a Manhattan, watching the Eagles, as if the Eagles are an option, but I wrote a Manhattan
and a movie.
Okay. Oh my God, you guys know me so well because I literally started writing working and then was like, that's so sad. I don't want to do that. And then I wrote drinking whiskey and watching. And then I stopped because I was like, am I watching football or am I watching the
Eagles are specific.
Yeah, you're watching something. That,
you guys
whatever
know me,
is
it, that's really.
I think that's a point really, to both
I'll
of us.
I'll give a point
that's
to both
yeah.
of
Oh, yeah. I think you should get 2 points because you got both of them.
I didn't want to write working
because it was so sad.
All right. 2 points it is, guys.
Yeah. But your first instinct would be like, okay, man, I got to come up with something. I have some time to focus and the kids aren't here to bother me so I could really dig in on some work here. And then it would be like, what has no one done yet? Like, what's Elon Musk done? I could probably do what he does. And then realize I'm too stupid to do anything like that.
What's the dumber version of making that much money? What's like the dumb version? You know what I mean? Like, what's the thing that I could do as a dumb guy? No, but listen, I actually understand the appeal of that. Like there's something kind of really nice about sitting down with a glass of whiskey or a glass of wine or whatever and getting some work done, considering that I would say you know, not everything we do is fun, but I actually really enjoy most of the work that I do.
Yeah.
For as much as it frustrates me. So it's actually fun sometimes to work during non-work hours with a cocktail in your hand.
I think I probably could even squeeze another point out of this because the real answer is masturbating.
Well, right. That was the base. Yeah, Manhattan, that was the base answer. There.
Yeah,
was
Manhattan the base. Porn.
All three things are correct.
All three. He's getting all three in for the night.
But wait a second. What you've just described, what every man on the planet, in fact, probably any human on the planet would do if their families were not around. Masturbate, work, and then enjoy a cocktail and watch TV. I mean, that's it.
I think many would not work.
Most
many
would not work.
Forgo the work. Most would be like, wait a second, I don't have to work. I'm just going to go straight to the masturbation and the booze and the movie.
Well, look, two out of three
is
not
no
bad.
In no particular order. Probably two out of three is not bad. The masturbation comes first. But
beat it, drink it, watch it. Here's a question though. Would you make the Manhattan and drink the Manhattan while masturbating and then make another Manhattan for the movie? Or would you masturbate just to get it out of the way, just to get the demons out and then make the Manhattan and go watch the movie?
Well, here's what I would say. I don't usually work at night. What I would probably do is I would wake up. I do what I do now, which is wake up really early before anybody's awake, then work. Then
I'm not talking about
night,
working.
Then at night I would make, I only drink one Manhattan every night, a big one, but it's just one. I drink the one and then I watch the movie at the same time. Then
fucking 32 ounce Manhattan.
Yeah, it's
a big gulp.
And then when that's over, I turn whatever that show or movie was. And then I would complete my,
at the end evening. I'd get it out of the way. I usually get it out of the way. I'm like, I gotta get this out of me. I need to get this out of me. So I'm not thinking about it during the movie.
Something to look forward to.
Oh, good for you. Delayed gratification.
Rob, what time did you wake up this morning? Did you wake up shortly before the podcast?
No, I got up at like 5:15.
Good for you. God bless. I do, by the way, can we not move past the fact that in order to be able to tell yourself that you only have one drink a night, you basically make like twice the size of a normal Manhattan.
Maybe three times. I'll take a picture of it and put it on the podcast. Yeah, no, I take it to the brim.
The next question about Rob is, what was Rob's first job?
Oh, his first job?
Very first job.
Rob, this is in high school at some point, I'm assuming, right? Or like
younger. No, this was in grade school.
In grade school.
Oh, you got to do something you got like a paycheck for.
I did. Well, was it a cash business? Well, okay. There's two answers.
If you call it your first job, you can say that.
I'm going classic here, guys.
Okay, there is two, but I think that's fair, Meg. And both of them are classic. Very Americana.
Okay.
Paperboy.
Glenn says paperboy. Charlie?
I wrote altar boy, load wipe down boy.
Altar boy, parentheses, wipes down the loads.
Wipe down the load boy. That's sort of just like, robe de-stainer. I don't know. I wasn't sure what his actual job was. So I went with a joke.
Glenn is right. I had a paper route. And when I was like 11 or 12, and then I pumped gas in high school.
Oh, I remember that. Yes. I remember you talking about that. You pumped gas.
My freshman year of high school, I pumped.
But you get a paycheck for being a paper boy.
You get a paycheck. So yeah, I can't remember if it was like a shady cash business. No, I don't know if I was old enough to have a job at 12.
Oh, so they may have had to
really
pay under the table.
I think they pay you like, and it was one of those local papers that nobody wanted. They were just like appear on your doorstep and you just take it and throw it in the garbage.
So that's fair. I'll give Glenn a point for that. The next question is, if Rob gave a TED talk, what would the subject of it be?
Okay.
I went non-joke.
Okay, Charlie, what do you got?
Me too.
I wrote show running and the business of Hollywood.
All right.
Just basically like, you know, an area of expertise.
No one knows anything. Make your own rules.
That's interesting. I like that, Glenn.
Oh, that's
Rob,
that's
what did
great.
You write down?
I said creative collaboration, which
I think we should give Charlie a point for that.
Glenn's is very Rob. How about we both get a point for that?
Yeah. Well, those are the things that I've learned, and I think we all have learned a version of that. And these are all areas. I don't know, Meg, I think
a point each.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I do think that this is something, you know, that you discovered along the way, you know, working on It's Always Sunny and various other projects, is that, like, you know, the rules that people set in place are often arbitrary, or don't, you know, no longer apply. And the people who are administering, or, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Enforcing the rules don't even really understand what they're for or why they're beneficial to the project or whatever, you know? So what you discover is that, like, your whole thing is to just push through, just do your thing, just do it, just fucking do it. And don't worry. I mean, and I'm not talking about, like, rules that
not
are
laws.
You know, I'm not talking about laws, and I'm not, no, yeah. I'm not talking about laws.
How often have we, over the course of making this show, realize we've come up against an idea or a structure or something that was put in place long ago and then enforced by people who don't understand why they're enforcing it.
That's,
and then you,
right.
If you just peel back and ask why, you realize that they don't know the answer. And then you realize, oh, there is no rule. This is just arbitrarily.
It's like there's no experts, and the so-called experts are really, their expertise is only just what they're comfortable with not failing at, right? So they're like, well, we do this way because we won't fail. But then you're like, well, but why does it have to be this way?
And of course, not all the time. There are lots of experts in different fields, and we have to be able to recognize which ones are the ones are to be listen to and which ones are the ones not.
This is what I like about you, Rob, if I may. You know, you're not one to just break the rules arbitrarily or because you're not getting what you want. You will ask the question, what is the purpose of this rule? And if the answer satisfies you and it feels logical, then you'll follow the rule because you're like, that makes sense. I shouldn't, you know, do X, Y, and Z because what you just said makes sense. You know, you will listen to reason. It's just that if the rules don't make any sense, or if the person explaining it can't explain it because they don't even know what it means and no one can explain it and no one can make sense of it, then you're like, no, fuck it. Then I'm not doing it.
Well, let's do a TED talk. Let's do a 3-person TED talk about this very thing.
Nah.
Okay.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
It sounds like a lot of work.
Nah. I'd rather be masturbating.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Always.
But isn't a TED Talk a form of masturbation? Let's be honest.
Yes. Absolutely. Self-gratification.
Certainly for people named Ted, they're fucking psyched about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The next question is, what movie is most likely to make Rob cry?
Oh, okay.
Maybe After Manhattan.
I know, like, what the subject matter would be, but I can't think of which movie that is.
You could write subject matter if it fits with the movie he's written down. I'll give you a point for that.
I think I've got the general category, but I'm not sure if I've got the specific movie.
All right, Glenn. What's it say?
What does that say?
A Pixar movie?
A Pixar movie.
So my first thought was, because I you know, you really like those Pixar movies. I thought maybe it would be a Pixar movie. And then I don't know why Inside Out was the one that popped. Mm. And I couldn't think of anything better. So I don't know.
I couldn't think of a movie. I just wrote anything where the subject matter is a dad and his sons, you know, like that's going to cut you to the
That'll
quick. Like if it's
well,
a movie
I,
about,
I, yeah, I mean that I think, okay. So I, here's what I wrote. I wrote Rocky cause it's the first thing that popped into my head. But what I would say is that
Rocky's going to make you cry.
That movie makes you cry.
Yeah. Rocky makes me cry. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
If I think about it and talk about it too much, I'll probably start crying. So I'm not going to do that. But Field of Dreams is a pretty.
Field of Dreams. There you go. Yep.
So that's a father son story. That's hard to deny.
You're definitely right about the whole father son thing. Anytime like a father son thing happens, I'm like, I can't handle it, man. It's like, it's so intense for me.
But I would say in terms of Pixar movies, anybody who watches the first, 6 minutes of Up and doesn't cry.
Oh my God.
Not
no,
a human
you're
100%.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. You're right. That opening is so mind-blowingly good. You're
I remember
so right,
a moment
dude.
With you, Glenn, where you said something about, we were having this conversation. You were like, I'm not into animated movies. They don't really make me feel, I don't really care that much. I don't know that I can be emotionally invested. And I said, did you see Up? And you said, no. And I sat there and watched it with you. I was like, let's watch this.
I think I might have cried.
You did. You did.
Yeah. It's one of the best things I've ever seen.
It's one of the best openings to any movie ever.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible how they make you care
beautiful,
so they make you care so much in such a short period of time right at the beginning. I mean, that's a beautiful. For anyone who and anyone who understands filmmaking knows how difficult that is to make people feel something deeply in the first 5 minutes of watching something is almost impossible.
Yeah,
it's almost impossible. And then you're emotionally invested in these characters right from the go. I mean, that is so difficult to do as a filmmaker. Mad respect for the people who made Up, yo.
Mad respect.
Big ups.
Mad respect. Big ups.
Big ups.
Big ups.
Big ups for Pixar, yep.
Okay, big this is the up. Last one for Rob. Rob has to give up either booze or sex. How does he kill himself? Sex rampage or booze rampage?
I mean,
got it.
I feel like I'm. I sound too. Like such an alcoholic. I drink one Manhattan a night.
One big gulp of a Manhattan.
Do you have more than one sex a night, or does that?
More
so
than
maybe
one
give
sex.
Up the booze.
Okay, I've got
I went with sex. How are you not gonna
sex rampage?
Yeah, how are you not gonna have a sex rampage?
Well,
Rob,
drink.
Okay, well, hold on 1 second.
Did you write booze,
guys? Well, can we write a movie called Sex
oh
Rampage?
Oh my god!
Can I reframe the can I reframe the question for myself just so I am I married?
No, no.
Oh.
All right, he's changed his answer. All right, sex
that was very sweet of you to
very safe
consider
of you.
your wife and children in your hypothetical.
Very safe.
Yeah, I assumed if I'm gonna kill myself, I want to do it with virtue.
Guys, we are supported by Tommy John. By the way, Rob, sorry, you look really cool today, man. Mm. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for noticing that. I'm feeling rather cool today.
Have you had a haircut or a shave? Did you get a little pre-workout in before the pod? You look great.
No,
man.
No. Well, thank you. We started the podcast very early today, and I just happened to be wearing my Tommy John undies.
Oh, you popped on some Tommy Johns. Okay, yeah. So that's what it is. It's actually emanating out of you and making your whole thing cooler.
The underwear actually does keep me 7 degrees cooler than cotton.
That is oddly specific.
Wow. Well, you want to be cool. Degrees. You don't want to be overheated, right? You want to be light and breezy.
Well, if you want your underpants to be anything, you want them to be breathable, lightweight, and with 4 times the stretch of any competing brand. Because you know, I need the stretch. You guys both are very aware that I need a stretch.
Well, you know, you blow up, you get too big, and then you shrink
start
down.
To you swell have up. Some you don't want to be constricted. You want to have room to grow.
Guys, listen, there is no risk because Tommy John's got you covered with their best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee.
Okay, well, really? I'm sold.
Not just you, pal. With over 17 million pairs sold, I think it's safe to say people are loving Tommy John. I know I am.
So shop TommyJohn.com/sunny right now for 20% off your first order.
That's right. Get 20% off right now if you go to TommyJohn.com/sunny.
TommyJohn.com/sunny. The slash sunny is very important. TommyJohn.com/sunny. Otherwise, Meg does not eat. See site for details.
Okay, so the speed round is basically that I'm going to ask you questions about who is the most whatever amongst the three of you, and the consensus wins. So you write R, C, or G, and you can write yourself if you feel like you're the person, but whoever gets 2 out of 3 wins, and then we give you the points for that, so the people who got it right. Okay. So, all right, here we go. Who has the most speeding tickets? Uh-huh. You can hold it. I see. G.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
G. Okay. So I'll get 1 point for that. Who would survive the longest in a zombie apocalypse? Got Rob.
Oh, wow.
The guys are in agreement. I'll say Rob.
I would just join the zombies like right away.
Yeah, right. Just get it over
like,
with,
right? Wait a second. What are we doing? Let's go eat some fucking brains.
I like to go with the majority. What are we doing?
I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing? The zombie thing? Great, let's go.
Let's go, boys.
Let's go, boys. Give me a bite.
Okay. Who is the best at keeping a secret?
Oh.
I mean, I think all three of us would be good.
I would actually say all of us.
All right. Well, Rob wins because he got the consensus.
I was going to write RCG, but I guess we can't do that.
If you all were to get chloroformed, who'd have the best chance of fighting it off? Fighting like the person who is trying to chloroform you off.
Fighting the person?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, who's trying to chloroform you off.
Yeah. Charlie, you and I are thinking the same.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, Rob's a fighting man. Oh, do I need to think you'd be the best at fighting the man?
I think you'd be the rage.
The rage.
Yeah, but Rob's done all the karate shit and he lifts the weights and stuff.
Okay.
No, I would say that Glenn would be the best at fighting off the drug taking over his body.
I think that's more what I was thinking.
Yeah, I would agree with that because he's thought about it the most. Yes.
Oh boy, yeah, sure have.
Okay. Who makes the best first impression? 3, 2, 1.
I think that's me.
I don't know, I mean speed round guys.
I feel like we all three of us make a good first impression, if I may.
All right, this one will prove itself. Who is the fastest writer?
Wait.
Sorry, do you mean typing scripts, or do you mean like?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, I guess all easy. Things considered, who gets scripts out the fastest? Three, two, one. Charlie. Well,
sorry. Yeah, I was.
Rob,
I would have said
lost.
Charlie.
All right,
I lost.
Who ruins the most takes by laughing or breaking? For those people that don't know,
that's a tough one, but.
3, 2, 1.
Rob's
pretty bad.
Rob, it could have been you or me. It could have been you.
That was a toss up.
I just went with my first instinct.
That was a toss up, but I lost.
That was a toss up.
Okay. And then the last question is, who is the most competitive?
Oh, I know.
We're all pretty damn competitive.
We're all pretty competitive. I don't know. I don't know. Hey, I don't know that I have.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest here. Let's be totally honest. Okay. Go ahead. Write it down.
Okay.
Deep down inside, who's the most competitive?
You write it down first.
Thing to say, Glenn.
I already wrote it down.
Based on Glenn's tone,
immediately.
I
wrote it down immediately.
Okay, fine. You don't think you're the more competitive?
Oh, Charlie.
I think Charlie by a mile.
That's me.
You wouldn't think.
That's interesting.
Like outwardly, I know it's not an outward. It's not an outward show. I would think that. Uh-huh. I think that outwardly, you would think that it would be you or I.
Yeah, I think that's like what deep I think down were, inside, that's what I like, thought you were implying.
Yeah. I do think that Charlie is highly competitive. It's just that he doesn't have the outward sort of like demeanor of like a highly competitive person.
I agree.
And you're also not like, you're not like, I think often like high, super competitive dudes are often like have the alpha male thing and you're
it depends on the thing in life, right? Like, if it's like us trying to make a great TV show versus other TV shows out there, yeah, I have a competitive streak, right? If it's like, playing a round of golf, I'm playing to win, you know? Like, I'm usually playing to play as good as I can.
You're collaborative, and it's not like it's all about winning, but when it is about winning,
I'd say you're the most
competitive.
Well, okay, we're about to find out who won this game. How are you feeling about that? Do you want to win this game?
Well, I tell you what, I did have this was getting going, we were talking about points, and the first round when I only got a half point, it did spike that little like competitor thing in me where I was like, oh, fuck, I don't want to get a fucking half point. And then I let it go, right? So I do, and then I was writing, low jokes and stuff, but I do have that thing where it's just like, yeah, like if it's a competition, if someone has like laid down the rules, and I think that just comes from like doing so much competing as a kid, like always I did with my kids, but my buddies was play some kind of sports game so much. So like got hardwired. I don't know.
But I feel like you feel like a little bit of an underdog or did as a kid.
Maybe.
And
I don't think I do anymore, but
my guess is that you probably deep down like knew that you were capable of more than people gave you credit for or thought you were capable of. And so there was this desire to prove it. You know what I mean?
Mm, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think all three of us can be pretty competitive if.
Oh, without a doubt.
Oh, we all have chips on our shoulders and are looking to prove something to somebody.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I think most people are.
Absolutely. Yeah. Come on. All right. So Meg, did you count? Did you tally it up?
I did tally it up, and according to my calculations, we have Rob with 10.5 points. Glenn's got 13 points. And Charlie has 13.5 points.
Fuck this game. Fuck that. That's bullshit. Fuck this.
You know, I thought I didn't care. But then when you started talking about the points, I felt care in my body. You know, yeah, I felt like,
see, there it is.
I want the most points. I want the cookie. You know?
Give me the cookie.
Give
me
the cookie. I'll send you all cookies.
I want the trophy.
I want Megan to think that I have more points.
You want her to think that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've talked about this before, but and this is maybe for a different podcast, but I've never beat Charlie in golf, ever.
Ever.
Yeah, but that's not totally
Never.
Fair because I started playing way before you.
But we've played 100 times, if not more.
I'm better than you.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he's saying. That's what Rob's saying.
And I know. That's what I'm saying. It gnaws at me.
Yeah.
I know. And it's kind of fun. you just got to put a little more work into it and a little less time into things that matter, like work and your family, you know, a little more time into just banging a ball around a field.
Yeah, he's right, Rob. You just don't have the dedication. All right, guys. Well, this has been fun. Yeah. I love you, man. Man, do I love you guys. Meg, I love you too.
Aww, it's the truth. Thanks. Yeah. I love you guys too.
Glenn. Thanks, man.
Well, I love you guys
too. Cut that.